Skagway officials file a lawsuit against the state redistricting board challenging changes to the current House voting district. And the annual Audubon Christmas bird count kicks off this week, and Upper Lynn Canal birders are invited to participate. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Skagway officials have filed a lawsuit against the state redistricting board, claiming that it didn't follow state constitutional guidelines when it put the borough in a House district with Juneau's Mendenhall Valley. Skagway takes issue with Upper Lynn Canal communities being detached from their current House district that includes downtown Juneau, Douglas Island, and the community of Gustavus. The redistricting board opted to change Skagway's House district on their final redistricting map in early November. For about a decade, Skagway, Haines, and Clockwan have been aligned with downtown Juneau, Douglas Island, and Gustavus. But if the board's final decision holds, Skagway's House district will include Auk Bay and the Mendenhall Valley instead. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says the redistricting board ignored testimony from Skagway residents.
It was relatively obvious that the redistricting board did not listen to the overwhelming majority in this community to remain in the district we've been in, along with downtown Juneau. Not only that, but we had a unanimous assembly. We're very clear that they wanted to remain in the district.
Cremata says Skagway has far more in common with downtown Juneau than the Mendenhall Valley, which is a more modern sprawl around Juneau's airport.
Not only do we have, an economy based on cruise ships, just like downtown Juneau, but we're also linked historically with downtown Juneau. A lot of the buildings that were built during the gold rush and, historical buildings, and our histories are shared. We don't have any of that with the Valley.
In October, Skagway's Assembly sent a letter to the redistricting board asking for a town hall meeting so that the concerns of residents could be heard. The board didn't come to Skagway but set up a Zoom meeting online. Skagway Assemblyperson Deb Potter was on that video call.
Every single person basically said the same thing, agreed with, we have these socioeconomic common interests with downtown Juneau. Only one person spoke in favor of grouping us with the Valley and Auk Bay.
But when Potter went to look on the redistricting website for the minutes of that meeting, she says after hours of searching, she couldn't find any mention of those concerns.
I could not find one single bit of evidence that Skagway even ever gave testimony.
And so, under the direction of the borough manager, municipal staff, and the municipal law firm of Brenna, Bell, and Walker, crafted a lawsuit alleging multiple violations of redistricting code. Filed last Friday, the 10-page legal complaint alleges the map chosen by the board was never made available for public review or comment. It also calls the redistricting board's decision to change Skagway's district arbitrary and irrational. It goes on to list several common interests between Skagway and downtown Juneau that aren't shared by the Mendenhall Valley and Auk Bay. Skagway is not alone in its legal challenge of the redistricting board's final map. The city of Valdez, the Matanuska-Susitna borough, and individual plaintiffs in Anchorage are all challenging the new maps in court. Historically, legal challenges to redistricting maps are commonplace. The redistricting board will hold a meeting on December 15th, with legal challenges being addressed in a closed executive session. The Audubon Christmas Bird Count is known as one of the oldest citizen science initiatives in the country, now celebrating its 122nd year. In the Chilkat Valley, organizers are planning a bird count day on Wednesday, December 15th, and are inviting the public to participate. KHNS's Corinne Smith reports.
The Audubon Christmas Bird Count kicks off this week with birders fanning out across the Western Hemisphere to document feathery flocks across habitats and landscapes. Here in the Chilkat Valley, Haines resident Dan Egolf is helping to organize birders for the count. This year, that includes two areas with roughly 16 units extending in and around Haines and the Bald Eagle Preserve up to Clockwan.
We're an important part of it, especially because of the Bald Eagle Preserve. We're on kind of the edge of the Pacific Flyway here, and new species are always fun to see, and it's fun to see the regular ones as well.
Haynes birders have been participating since 1987. eGolf says they're expecting the usual mix of eagles, ravens, magpies, ducks, and chickadees, but be prepared for some surprises. He said over the weekend, a friend reported being surprised by pine grosbeaks, which is part of the finch family. Males have a distinctive Christmas red head, back, and rump.
Surrounded by high bush cranberry and huge flocks on the coldest, darkest days, huge flocks of grosbeaks coming in, and they have a very melodious song that kind of lifts your spirits.
He says people can participate in Audubon's bird count without leaving the comfort of their own home.
Anybody that has a bird feeder can keep track of the numbers and species of birds and the time that they watch their bird feeder.
The annual Audubon Christmas bird count goes through the month through January 5th. The observations from local birders are critical in this part of the world, says Alaska Audubon Executive Director Natalie Dawson.
In total, Southeast Alaska hosts about 70% of all the birds known to occur across Alaska, and almost half of the birds found in North America. That's huge.
The Chilkat Valley is a particularly important migratory corridor for birds. Overall, bird populations are declining due to habitat loss and environmental impacts.
It's not just what's happening in Alaska that impacts those birds. It's what's happening across their entire migratory landscape, which for many birds that visit the Chilkat Valley may mean, 9 or 10,000 miles of landscape that those birds are traversing in the course of 1 year.
Dawson says with climate change and changes to habitats, the data from the bird count can assist scientists and conservationists in monitoring species behavior.
Look out for any unusual birds, birds that may usually just occur seasonally in the valley, but may be hanging out throughout the winter, because those birds are great sentinels for letting us know about environmental changes that maybe we can't feel as people.
Resident observations will also contribute to the Southeast Alaska Birding Trail. It's an interactive map where citizen data is collected and shows birding hotspots across the region. There's a link on KHNS.org. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.
Organizers in Haynes and Kluckwan are planning to participate in the bird count on Wednesday, December 15th. To sign up or for more information, call Dan eGolf at 907-766-2876. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.